Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Haunting of Bawley Rectory, The Story of a Ghost Story, by Sean O'Connor. Read by Richard Attlee. Foreword. The British are less sceptical than they like to believe. Despite advances in science and technology, since the Second World War, Britain has witnessed an increasing belief in the existence of ghosts. In 1950, an estimated 10% of the population said they believed in ghosts, with only 2% claiming to have actually seen one. But by 2014, over a third of Britons said that they believed in ghosts, and 14% said they had seen, felt, or heard one. 39% believed that a house could be haunted. This is in contrast to the belief in other supernatural beings such as witches, fairies, and vampires, which has dwindled significantly since the last century. More British people currently believe in ghosts than they do in the devil. Only angels attract similar levels of belief to ghosts. Bawley Rectory reached the peak of its fame during the interwar years, and its notoriety was a reflection of those anxious times, as the world recuperated from one international cataclysm and prepared for the next. It was regarded as the most extraordinary and best-documented case of haunting in the annals of psychical research. Hundreds of witnesses catalogued thousands of incidents over many decades. Every creak of the floorboards, drop in temperature, sinister sound or ghostly sighting seems to have been recorded. The forbidding and isolated rectory, situated on a windswept ridge on the northern border of Essex, conformed to the classic image of the spooky rural mansion from Gothic literature such as The Fall of the House of Usher, Jane Eyre, and The Turn of the Screw. Fueled by the media, by the Second World War it had become the most famous real-life haunting of its day, prompting vast numbers to visit the site in order to see the ghosts. Following its publication in 1940, Harry Price's popular bestseller, The Most Haunted House in England, 10 Years Investigation of Bawley Rectory, inspired almost a franchise of books, plays, newspaper features and radio broadcasts. There was even a plan for a Hollywood feature film with a script by the American...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?